Alex Vindman's brother makes his Virginia congressional campaign about fighting Trump. By Christina Wong on November 25, 2023. Yevgeny Eugene Vindman, the brother of the man who reported former President Donald Trump for an allegedly inappropriate call with the president of Ukraine, is making his campaign for a House seat in Virginia all about fighting Trump. "I fought Trump before. I'm running for Congress to do it again," Vindman posted on X. Endorsing Vindman on this endeavor is Russia collusion hoaxer Representative Adam Schiff, a California Democrat running for a Senate seat. Immediately after news broke of Vindman running for Congress, Schiff posted he was proud and excited for his friend. Vindman's brother, Alexander Vindman, worked with Schiff to try to get Trump impeached in 2019 for putting a hold on Ukraine aid. Vindman and Schiff had accused Trump of trying to withhold aid in exchange for dirt on then-former Vice President Joe Biden. His son, Hunter Biden, had sat on the board of a Ukrainian natural gas company whose CEO was under investigation for corruption. Scott Parkinson, a veteran congressional staffer who is running for the U.S. Senate in Virginia, highlighted Schiff's endorsement, "A republic, if you can keep it. Radical liberal losers like Vindman and Schiff don't care about the Constitution. They care about power for themselves, not our constitutional rights." It is not clear how Vindman's focus on Trump will play in VA7, which the Cook Political Report recently rated as leans Democrat from likely Democrat. Several Republicans have already announced they are running for the seat, including former Army Green Beret soldier Derek Anderson, Navy SEAL combat veteran Cameron Hamilton, former Marine Corps officer John Myers, and entrepreneur Bill Moore, according to Inside Nova. Some Democrats have also indicated they are running, such as former Adele Elizabeth Guzman. Other potential Democrat candidates include State Senator Jeremy McPike, State Sen-elect Jennifer Carol Foy, former Del Hala Ayala, and Prince William School Board Chair Barbara Lateef, according to Inside Nova. The Washington Post reported that Guzman and other potential contenders are likely to emphasize their years of representing parts of the 7th District in local or state government. It is not clear when Vindman moved to Virginia's District 7. But in a recent interview, he referred to it as the community I decided to live in and raise my kids in. Vindman's credentials are sure to be challenged. He himself has admitted that he might have voted Republican in the past. And the Vindmans have already rubbed some local Democrats the wrong way. After Vindman announced his campaign, Democrat Virginia House Delegate-elect Joshua Cole noted that he had never heard of him before. Cole posted, "I'm sorry, who is this? I've never seen this person in our area. At all." Vindman's sister-in-law, Rachel Vindman, launched a profanity-laced threat against Cole, then deleted it. Vindman's brother posted a condescending response and criticized Cole for questioning his brother and disrespecting their service. "I'm sure you think you are being a good surrogate for your VA House colleagues looking to run for VA 7, but don't start by questioning it, Vindman. It's a bad look. The Vindmans have been fighting for our democracy and for Virginia. I respect your service. But don't disrespect ours." Several Democrat Virginians noted the condescension to a local leader. Alexander Vindman was notoriously condescending to then-House Intelligence Committee ranking member Devin Nunes, RCA, during the impeachment inquiry, demanding that he be addressed as Lieutenant Colonel. "Be careful, he'll be sure to correct you and remind you that it's Lieutenant Colonel Vindman, very highly respected." pic.twitter.com/bmhtubbins, no. ALX, at Elks, November 27, 2022. Follow Breitbart News' Christina Wong on X, Truth Social, or on Facebook.